Mishnah Daf and Vayis brings down Enos Ekli Tachas Shemit for Kabbal and Shabbos. The Gemara says three reasons for Shabbos. The Mishnah, we either have Rabba after Tolshin and Motzah Lo'atiru, or we have a B'Yosef because also Vatakin Nachonoi, also B'Yosef called Enkli Nitel Tzarev Tova Nitel. Focus on the third Shita, Enkli Nitel Tzarev Tova Nitel, or Tova Nitel. First, we see clearly more points out the nafkmina in the case is that putting a plate underneath the mekabel the egg that means ulcer. Take a plate and cover the egg that was nailed on Shabbos. That will come out to be a machlokes according to Chizal Meister Smoter because he holds the locus not this way. A person can take a kli but something is not dava nittel. Mashenkin come along Rabbi Yitzchok and wants to mechadish this chum rovir. The person cannot cover this plate because nailed on Shabbos it's muksa. What is the yisoid of Rabbi Yitzchok over here? What's his reason? So Rashi Meir Daf Lamavov says it really is machlokes of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda in Muksa. That's machlokes over here. That the fact that Rabbi Yitzchok holds that this like Rabbi Yehuda is an Isser Muksa, therefore cannot take a kli only for double that's a nittel on Shabbos. Otherwise he can't. Mashen Gimel Fiyub Shimon. That's a Balamor. That's a Balitter. Again, we read Rashi Daf from Gimel Beis. We read it slowly. He's certainly not saying that. And on the pages that Gilim Kivayip brings down, he says before it's fair, serious Rashi. Now, when I'm trying to answer Rashi, to some safe and others, well, there is one Malach again, Pshat in Rabbi Yitzchok. And he said over here, we decided to spend upon Machlokes, if you didn't shim in the gates of Sugya Muksa. The second Malach, coming to Azura, he wants to understand the fact that we take one Kli for another Kli, it's really why taking the first Kli for the second one. The extension of dealing with the second one, if the second thing is Lamaisa Muksa, in essence, it's as if you're moving right now Muksa. The only way I had to that we have to move things on Shabbos is Litzorach Shabbos, and the things that Shloi Litzorach, even the Kli Shemlach to the Heter, Shloi Litzorach, Lemaisa can be that case, it's also here, since this is an extension of the other Kli, it's Nichol Neged of Shloi Litzorach Shabbos, after Litzorach Shabbos. We look at it being part of the second Kli over here. They do point out, so Azura sounds not like the Aruch HaShulchan, that Shloi Litzorach called on Shabbos is when's the also only being Masasek. Now we pick to go choose something. Well, that's the Malcolm among the Rishonim again. Either we tell the Sugya Nichol Negedah Muksa according to Yudah, or Nichol Negedah Shlo Litzorach Shabbos. The Shlomo Zalman, or the Achronim being done, the third Malak. I switch Malcolm around. Try that again. Oh, the idea of extension is really Shlomo Zalman, the Achronim's Malak. No. Sorry. There's the idea of Shlo Litzorach Klal. That's one Malak. Okay. One malach is nichol machlokes in muksa Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. A second malach is nichol negedah shlo litzorach of Shabbos. A third malach is nichol negedah of extension of the pool that you're doing over here. Separate the two things over here. That when a person over here is oisik in one for the second thing, the extension of the second thing he's dealing with, and therefore is moving muksa over here. Those are three malach. That's what Shlomo Zalman and Mishnah Shabbos. They come along and say these are the extension of the thing you're moving it for. The second one is Arzur, he's saying it's called the Tzarev Shabbos. For the Moshe Dibbers has a 4 miles from over here, 4 miles from the same Shabbos. Fine. That's first the Yisrael behind this of Yitzchak. What is the definition of what he's saying over here? What's the Chakir of the Oil Mekhlar is a very basic question. We have again the statement over here, Enkli Nittel or Dava Nittel. What is this thing that your Dava Nittel a person cannot take for? Meaning, for example, a person has the Yitzchak coming down and you put a plate underneath the capture the Yitzchak. Sparks. Why are you doing that for? So it should not land on the table. What's the Dava Nittel? Is the thing that you're protecting is the table? What is the Dava Nittel? The thing they're coming to capture is the Tzaitzis. The Pu'ula, they come to go get, or they come to Isik, where they come to Isik in the Tzaitzis. What are you coming to protect is the table? Basic question. So Rashi on Beis and Beis, when he says the Nachman Diomo, Atzolosh Enim Motzai, what's the Locha? It could be also Mutter. He says that is really building off according to Yitzchak Shita, ain't clean nittel ella the dava nittel. It's once upon the second one, and the reason why I tell us in a much is also because you cannot take it with something that's not dava nittel. Because Rashi really explains in that Shita what is nitzaitis. He wants to tie now. There you're taking the plate for the nitzaitis, and therefore we see the idea. What is the definition of the dava nittel? The thing that you're capturing the nitzaitis over here. Very simple. It's not the thing you're protecting the table. Rashi says the Dova Nittel over here that you cannot do is the Nitzaitis. The thing that they've been oisik with what you mean the pearl dealing with over here. If so, let's lead to the next case thing. We want to discuss the case you have a Ner. They're taking a plate to cover it, a ball to cover it, should not hit the beam. Now the Ne'er Meis is Mukhsar and the Bim Meis is Mukhsar. Either one will not make a difference. A Bim is in Chov Lekarko. The Ne'er Meis is Mukhsar also. What is the Dova until over there? They coming to, you can call to Yitzhak, do not take this bowl and cover the Ne'er. What's the Baya? What's the Dova until? The Ne'er or the Bim? The Fi Rashi should say the Getter is the Ne'er. Says Rashi on the Kukhoval on Omn Aleph, what is the Getter? The Dova until is the Bim. What? You're covering the Ner, come to Isik with the Ner to protect from the beam. So what does he say? Come to be dealing with the Ner, come deal with the Tzitzis, and come to protect the table and the beam. So Rashi, by the case of the Ner, says, what are you coming to do? You're coming to protect the beam, and the Dova Nittel is the beam. So you could answer, I think what you really are saying, when in Tzitzis you mean Makabal, the base kibble over here, because Mamish means Isik with it, and therefore that's Nittel the Gedi you're dealing with the Tzitzis. Mashagin, we're covering something, and you're not really touching it, so what are you protecting? But as you're protecting the beam, it could be. The problem is, the Rosh Hashanah and Zayin, Kamal Vitaz, and he discusses first, he says, what is the case of the Ner covering? The Shulchan Aruch says, you're covering this Ner to get the beam. He says the Taz, Mr. Shaviro, what is the Dava Nittel? He says the beam. The beam. Therefore, Mamshuk Vitaz, can a person might have Tashmish on Yontif and cover the Ner with the plate over here? The Be'etem, according to Yitzchak, might be also to cover the Ner. However, he says, since you're not passing the Yitzchak anyway, it's no problem. Whether the Shabbos Yontif, I'll take a bowl and cover the Ner, should be a mokum that there's no light in the room. Now, what is it, what are you covering the Ner for? So you can have Tashmish the room. It's out the person. Kamal Gatan says, Be'etem, it would have been also according to Yitzchak, but it makes no difference. Why? Because we do not pass like a Yitzchak. I mean, Taz, one line after another, says, what's the Dava Nittel? It says, to cover the Ner, it's out the beam. What's the Dava Nittel? The beam. But it says, cover the Ner, it's out Tashmish. What's the Dava Nittel? That's the Ner. And all we do is Mutter if you're not passing like a Yitzchak. Where in the same Taz, one line after another, he's switching what the Dava Nittel is. Is the Dava Nittel coming to protect the beam? Or the Dava Nittel is what coming to cover the Ner? It's a kasha. Yes, the second question. We have a Gemara Pesachim and the Avavah and Aleph. I learned all the Yeshiva Shem Sechtes of Avavah. So the recently the Yeshiva over here on Pesachim, like Gemara says, what do you do when you find chometz inside your house? So the Gemara says, what do you do with the chometz? You take it out of your house, put in the chotzer, and then you take a kli and you cover your chometz. Cover it. To come along, the all the Rishonim of Avavah and Aleph, like 10 different Rishonim, is Meister Kod of Yitzchok, ain't clean it till Ella Dava Nittel. How do we can take a clean and cover your chometz over here? How can you go do that? How can we have a price that says you can cover your chometz with the clean? Come on, Tracy's first teretz, Lamar Kalavo, Tracy Men of Paris, Tracy Hakme Anglia, other we showed them, Tracy Rosh, the Ruman. The one time you know why? Like we answer over here, first teretz is, Sach Mekaymai. Echna Minala to. Except why doing it for Sach Mekaymai. Therefore, when you pick it up, Sach Mekaymai, you'll put it wherever you want. You're putting it to cover the chometz over here. That means Pashas, why are you covering the chometz for? Why are you covering the chometz? Because you should not get to it to protect you. You're saying, what's the Dava Nittel? Covering the chometz. Dava Nittel and chometz. Kamal Tayshin says in the second teretz, another reason why, Kedimu Oslo Mechlei. The reason why you're protecting the chometz is you might come to go eat it. So what's the second teretz? What's the Kamal say over here? Kamal Lungum Shalom Zalman. And Yav Kamal Etzki. The one Taino, the second teretz, they seem to be arguing a point, what is exactly the Dava Nittel? If you're covering the chometz, why? Mitzad that you should not eat it. To do mitzad you. You're the Dava Nittel. If you're covering your wife, because Chazal said to cover it, that's mitzad to get the chometz, and therefore that's the Dava Nittel. And the two truths of Matoshis seem to be arguing this point over here. What's the Dava Nittel? Is the chometz the Dava Nittel? Or the person the Dava Nittel? It's very nice of Yak Kamnetsky says this, and Shlomo Zalman says this. Nice to be shown with Sefer Antoshis. The Ritva, Antoshis of the Rosh, the Ritva ends over and says, you know why? He sent you to Gemara and Dakuf Nandalom and Bezim Shabbos. Well, it says that when you have an animal with the patch on the top of it, and to leave it upon the animal, they say, just like over there, it's in the raiso, we let you undo the patches and let it fall on top of your pillows and blankets over here. If you see the mice, they learn not like all the Rishonim that the patch is going to break on Tzav Alachayim. Learn like Rashi, going to do Mevatik Lima Chonoi on Tzav Alachayim. So therefore, just like over there, mitzad the raisa will be meikol. Here also, mitzad the raisa will also let you cover the chometz and be over the din of enkli nittel el dova nittel. So what is Taisa's second teretz? They're doing it. Nichomets. You're coming to protect me, Nichomets. You should not take it, Nichomets. They're sending you that, just like we, that's correct. This is the ritual and the Tosfos Rosh. Yeah, ritual says, and this is Pirshut Pirshut B'Tosfos, says the ritual. So Tosfos Rosh, this is Mahalach over here. That means again, they're coming along and saying, what's the Dava in the Tel over here? The Chometz. And they do not want to say, the Malach is what is mitzad you. So again, the Kashal, the Mishnah that says, what's the covering of the beam? Covering the Ner mitzad the beam? Mitzad the beam, not mitzad the Ner. That's even further. Here's Mishnah Berurah itself. I guess that further. We had a Mechab and Simon Shinchesif, the Lamedala, discussing about the speaker of Graf Shuri. It was a Graf Shuri, the Gemara says, or the Shulchan Aruch says, Ria Tzoya, and the case of Kiyo. Case of Tzoya, come on, the Mechab brings down the Gemara that says, a person, what can he do if it's in his chotzer? If it's Mokim Diyuasai, you go Matal to be a daim. Not Mokim Diyuasai, the luck is go take a kli and cover it. So, what's the chiddish that the Mechab is telling you, go take a kli and go cover it? So you could say, Levush HaSfad says, you might think if you come to cover it, you might do an act of Tetzel and take out the Yadayim, which you're not allowed to. But the Shavuot come along, coming from the Graz, and the Torah says the same Yisoid, come tell you, we do not paskel like a Yitzchok, that the Loch is, you can't take a Kli, but Dover that's not Nittel. Now why are you covering the Kli of the Tzoyo? Very clear in the Gemara. You're covering the Tzoyo, which says the kids should not get dirty and play with it, and get all brown and disgusting. So you're covering it, why? Mitzad the child, very clear. Yet, says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the Dava Nittel? He says that Tzoya is. And therefore, you might think, what a Yitzchok also, Kamash Mulan, we did not pass like a Yitzchok. So we have seen the Mishnah Berurah itself. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, what's the Locha? Again, covering the Ner, what's the Dava Nittel? He says the beam. He was constantly covering the Tzoya, inside the kid, what's the Dava Nittel? He says the case of the Tzoya. Not the Tachlis he comes to protect, but the Poyal, what he comes to cover in and of itself. Looking at other cases they bring down, we discussed already the Mishnah in the Tomid, Perkei Mishnei, discusses it by covering a shirt to the Beis HaMikdosh. We said, let's say you do not want a coin to come Tomei. Is that Nichon together, come along the Rishon of the Reim, and he has a kasher, how will the coin of Yitzchok, can he cover the shirt to the Beis HaMikdosh? So again, you're covering it to the, which said the coin, not to come Tomei on the shirt. So into the Reim, you know what? Tzorach Mekoyme again. Tzorach Mekoyme. Now again, what are you covering it? We said the coin, that's calling the Dava Nittel, the shirt is the Dava Nittel, not like Mishmur said the case of the beam. They discuss another case. You want to cover a mace, Shlomo Asriach, because you're in, let's say, in the sukkah, you don't want to leave, they force you to go leave the sukkah. So, what is that case? The you're covering the mace, mitzad achai should not leave. What is that case over there? So, come along the places in the Erev and says, you know why it's mutter? You're doing mitzad the person. You're covering the mace, not Masriach, because if it's Masriach, you're going to have to go leave. The mutation says, means the person, not the mace. Take another case. Come along the Azru and discusses when you want to give water to an animal to go eat. Food. I like to go to the Shabbos. Mice and animals not Dava Nittel. Then go give it water. He wants a taina. Mice coming to bring the water. Go put the bowl, put the water there. Do it inside the water, not inside the animal. Discussing inside the water, not inside the animal. So again, the numerous kashas over here seem to be stews. Not clear exactly how to answer. The numerous akhoyim discuss this point. What exactly is a Dava Nittel? So we'll let the Olam mine into it and see what exactly through it tomorrow. But these are a bunch of shalas throughout at the Olam. Of course, there's exactly what the Dava Nittel is. Now, in Dava Nittel, there's two statements over here. Enkli Nittel, Ela Dava Nittel. What's Enkli Nittel? The word is Kli. Let's say it's not a Kli. Let's say food. Can you take food to something that's not Dava Nittel? So again, the Locha, again, the Ozru, says it's asking how in the world can you feed an animal on Shabbos? Animal's not Dava Nittel. So you see, he the Chora is wants to understand that over here, the reason why it's mutter is only because Be'etzem, you're giving them water, and that's the Dava Nittel over here. And the water itself, he said, the plate, discussing the plate. He said, how long can you take the plate and go give it to them? He said, no, why? I'm putting it for the water. I'm bringing the water over here. That means the water did not bother him. The food did not bother him. So you see from the Ozero, the Be'etzem Ra says beforehand, that the fact that bringing food in front of an animal is not a problem. Only it's an inkli nittle. It's in the kli. Instead of the oichel mice, there's no problem over here. And Betzim comes along with that commercial we learned today in Simon Shin Yod Aleph, according to Rosh Mordechai. Why do we see all the time by mace? We say a person should use a kikur tinnik. So, Machlokes among the Akhoinim, Paiskim, you can use any kli you want, or that for kikur tinnik. Come along with Rosh Mordechai, he says, you know why? Because we have quoted inkli nittle, eladava nittle. You can't take a kli. But a child, you can take. Food you can take, that if it's not machmer, kik is no problem, the tinnik is no problem. Nivu says Rav Yoh. That's the reason why we always take the lashon of Kikur Tinik. So you have those who are very clearly saying that there's no deal of inkli nitul only by Kalim and not by Uchlin. He says, what are you talking about? My sister calls Saif. You're taking it for Dava Nitul over here. You're thinking about Lukur, the Mamash Lashitos over here. If you understand the side over here of why people Machma inkli nitul be telling Sigyon Muksa, like we said earlier, if so, Lukur like Rashi, if so, Lukur is no Muksa on Eichel. If you say the small ways can definitely get up slow to start Klalik the Urzirua, the Lachy will come out. Also, there'll be no Chumil slow to start Klal by Eichel. Nivel Urzirua Lashitosa holds, there's no Isser and clean it to by case of Eichel. Masha Igim Shalom Azam says it's an extension of the thing you're moving it for. Whatever this thing is also, then the first thing is also, according to him, Shalom Azam should be also him, Lachor Lashitosa. He asks it. Well, that's why he asks the case of, according to Yitzhak, of and clean it to even by case of Eichel. They do point out, let's say it's Michael Behemo. What's the luck in that case? And again, the Rashi wants to say it also can be Michael. Michael Chor not, because according to any miles you go with, whether it's Amukso, Oshla, Tzer, Kval, or according to Shlom Zalman, we know the luck is that Michael Behemo is not like Michael Odom. But by Michael Odom, is no deal of Mukso. Mashenke, Michael Behemo has a get a cliche malakta letter, has clung to it. Therefore, Shlom Tzer, Kval, Mice is also. And therefore, look among the Rishonim, the very clear answer, the Rashi Moyes, a shlomo of Iri, they come along and say, Michael Behemo will be nichol the chumo of enkli nitl according to Yitzchok. No, the like Moshe says, why do we always take the word kikur etinik for by case of a mace? So he wants to tie it because since according to Yitzchok enkli clean nitl el davar nitl, so you can't take a heter. You can't take kalim because what's the davar nitl with a mace? The mace is not davar nitl, right? You cannot not out of the mace. So let's say you want to take any chayfet as a klish mark. You want to take a fork, a knife, a spoon, all these things. Says ma'aseh kin take these things because they are ma'aseh kelim over here. Dafka kikur tinnik. A tinnik is a person can't come mukso. The kicker cannot come mukso. Therefore, you can take a kicker and go use it. That's the Rav Yoh. The makilim is ruah. The Rav Yoh, those ruah. First Mordechai. That commotion. All the coming to they both. They say. Two, I said two rayas that hold the kula. Machmir is only b'shalom zalman. Eichel, no, kikutinik, it doesn't discuss kikutinik. It doesn't discuss it. Hetin and tzaycha in Sam. I'm not sure how he answered. I don't know how he knows the Rishonim. I don't know. Rishonim is discussing it. He seems to know the Rishonim. Inkli ella davan to what the davan to love here. So again, the loch is certainly clean. That's also what about the case of behemo that nichol get of davan nitl. So again, mentioned before in the Azura, the bayah happy feed the animals. Says, you know what? It's a plate for the food. The full of mice is not a clean, no problem. But he understands the bayah is a behemo over here. The person's nichol get it if that's not davan nitl. Mice places and Daphne Gimel discusses this question. He says, how in the world could a cell on top of an animal on Shabbos only yourself being mishdamish with a balchai? He wants to tie the mice that's smutik because the behemoth is a davar nitl. We learned already you can medate the animals in certain cases. You can drag them, you can pull them. Building upon that situation, it is possible there are davar nitl. You have its clone when you're allowed to, when you can't. Mice want to tie nitl get a davar nitl. The Rashi, the Ritva, and others. Atzad Hashem again, the Ozru, the Shlomo said, mice not nitl get a davar nitl. They do ask if so. Others want to answer the question, how in the world do you feed an animal on Shabbos? I and the mice, though, they're not nichol get of davar nitl. Others want to answer because nichol get of tabla chaim deraisa. If ever had to go feed them on Shabbos, tabla chaim deraisa not shlomo or zeruah. Mice comes out again. Mice are allowed to feed an animal on Shabbos. The question is, what the reason is? Are they davar nitl or not davar nitl? And nafkamina will come out. Let's say you want to do something with an animal that's not food, not food. For example, can you person turn over a kli for the freichim to go jump on them, go off the freichim, off the kli. The other gemara by us, and that's when Gimel is discussing turning over kli for the freichim. Gemara discussing a case of avat kli mecholai. What about for the mandioma in kli nitil el davar nitil? Is that also a question according to him or not? So, Ma'aseh, if you read Tosfos Daf and Gimel discussing what is the chedushim of the mishnah of in kli nitil according to Yitzchak, it's always mutar tzarich mekoymai. Tosfos goes to different mishnayos and what the chedushim are, and does not discuss the case of kli himself. They point out some of the places Kriven Sal Maisel will be mutter because he understands this side over here is that an animal is nichol get the davar nitl. Therefore, we do not speak out according to Yitzchak what the chiddush over here is. Now, the Mashiach does ask this question. He asks according to Isis, why does Tosfos not explain the case of Kriven Sal for Ephraim? He asks Kashem. which the issue of why is it for them. Could have just said very simple, Tanagoylim or Afarichim, a case of Dava Nittel. Atal Hashani, Taishas and Abban, maybe others, Taishas and Abban, Gimel and Beis, they seem to understand very clearly the loch is that that an animal is not Nichol Gid of Dava Nittel, only in the Gate of Food, Yavah Hetal Sab Al Chaim. So again,
what?
What? No, you want to start from a coming. After you want the Kiddush is. Yeah, either you have to answer Sarak Makayimai, what the Kiddush of the Mishnah says, Masha, why can maybe Halakim Shimon, there's no Mukhsan, and he gets about how to answer what the Kiddush of the Mishnah is. Again, we have a question of are Behemoths Dava Nittel or not? Machlik Shainim over here. Another case discussed, what is Dava Nittel? A person, let's say he has a plate, and he wants to move it for something that's not Dava Nittel, but the Dava Nittel has a head to go move. Very simple. A person has a Graf Shuri. The Graf Shuri, he'll let him move. Except Etim it's Mukhsan. Right, might be told by Koya Hotro. That's a mismoksha. Can you move a plate for a graph shuri? Is that Nichol get a dava nittel? Because now I can move it. Or be'etim, it's not something be'etim can be moved except it has a head over here. So come along the Rajma discussing the Sugya and Be'ed Aflam of Vov. He's discussing the day when a person has lach, a terkabayis, is dripping inside his house. He's more discussing if it's roy or not roy. Come along the Rajma says, he doesn't understand, make the case that's even when it's not roy. And be a case of graf shuri, we still will not have a heter according to a bit because it can include nittel ela dava nittel. Agam is the case of graf. You cannot take a bucket of the case, go get the blob that's dripping inside. That's your Ashmas kasha. They see over here that even though you have a heter of graf, it's not nichol together of dava nittel. Well, I can say kol savin is mukso. Agam, you have the right to go move it. The Shidim Mukubetis points out, not the way he wants to kind of the only reason is because it drops inside. The loch is not better than a graph. It's going to be a graph when it hits the ground. Mice, you want to protect it from hitting the ground. So since it's not a graph right now, you want to tie it, that's the only reason why it's be machmer. Otherwise, when it has a head right now, it's graph shuri, then echlami can move a plate for it. One other case to discuss is by case of a mace. Again, we'll learn today the sugya of Shinyan Aleph of the aloch of Kikur Tinnik. The question over there is, can a person, might say, use a Kli shalmak leheter and put it on the mace over here. Now the mace is something that's not dova nittel, except right now when you put the kikur tinnik on top, it is dova nittel. So you're making it into a dova nittel, and therefore would have had the heter over here. So coming again, the Dr. Moshe coming from the Gois Mordechai Rav Yosef says no. They're saying very clearly the reason why I took kikur and tinnik is not with tinnik. It doesn't have the chumah according to Yitzchak, and the kikur doesn't have the chumah according to Yitzchak. Otherwise, take kli shalmak leheter, the mice according to Yitzchak will be also. So Mazam says, "My seek." He says, "No, it's not the way." He says, "My says right now it's a dava nittel." Again, he seems to forget that you're showing him. I'm not sure why. But what's the time? The mice now the pearl. I can move the mace, so I can take a plate to put on top of a mace. They're going to get a dava nittel over here. The last case today they discuss in a by klishim lachl iser is that they're going to get a dava nittel and not dava nittel. Is that? We know klishim lach l'iser, the halacha is you cannot move it mechama cell, but the ma'aseh you can move it tzarek gufa mekoymai. So therefore, can you move one kli to put, let's say, a hammer on top of it? Hammer is a klishim lach l'iser. Has that tzarek gufa mekoymai? Is that nichol and the chumro here or not? So come on the Rambam, discuss it. What is karni the omni? When you have the gemara kaf tadal and beis, we have this bloodletting object that you want to put pillows and blankets underneath it. What is this case of karni the omni over here? So you want to tie in the case of klishim lach l'iser. Says that has no chum of enkli nittel el dava nittel. Must be a case of muksa machmas gufoi. So we see clearly from Ramban that suddenly as a head to start gufoi mekoymoi, it's nice to not a case of nichol negeder of is over here. They do point out, it really depends what is klishim lach this, or maybe it's nichol negeder of muksa, which is nichol negeder exeris kelim. Fine, those are the different cases. Halachal mice, do we pass on this of Yitzchok of enkli nittel el dava nittel? Do we pass on this shito? Scumming the rip over here, Daf Samach Vav, and he says that the fact that Rav Huna on that Nundalum base discusses, again, he has this kind of the Omni, and you want to put these pillows and blankets underneath it, Kamlun Gemara, the Gemara says, Be'etzim, it depends if it's heavy or is it light, you have Bayam to have Smuva, Mavat Klim Rachonai, and no one says you have a Bayam, ain't clean it, or Dova Nittel. The fact that we see clearly that Rav Huna says, go put, bring these pillows over here, it's not this kind of the Omni, we see we did not pass him. Like Rabbi Yitzchok, Maisa Smot over here. The point out is a little bit schwer, because if you learn that from Gimel Beis by us, Gemara says, the Avunah says, go out to the bubbles or tell them that Allah of Yitzchok ain't clean, it will all dava nittel. The Gemara also sounds like a Huna Patzal Maisi, yes. There is a locha in Klinit El Eldova Nitl. So come along the Balamor, and this Balamor is very important Balamor. We came across it numerous times over this man. I'd just like to bring down his numerous studies, he says, step by step, go through 8 steps, he says, and every chiddush that he says over here, not go through the whole thing, just different steps, he says. First thing, he says over here, the mice again, very clear enough, from Gilma Bayes, that seems that Rav Huna holds the halacha is ankle little like the halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak. If so, he says, what is the Gemara discussing over here, the chiddush in the hefs and Meruba and hefs in the Mu'ud, by the Kleser Karni the Omni? You want to say, why? That's the study over here, by ankle little we make by hefs and Meruba. I mean, the Gemara had a chiluk again very clearly. That depends. If it's the shishis, they want to make windows out of it. And you have little small pieces that come apart of it and you're going to lose out of it. The mice, that case, you have to be machmer. Ashen karni umni, you have to remove all the mice, you can't be makel and do a case of mavatik and mechonev or a case of lishaw. To come along the Balamor, it says, what's he said over here? The reason, what's the reason being matik, have to remove, have to remove it? Why not mitzah the sugi mavatik, you know, sugi? Enkli nittle. That's what Huna holds, enkli nittle. Except he says he cannot take the kli by hefsim mu'ut, he only take it by case of hefsim mu'ut over here. That's Aleph. When you said he says, look the Ramban, Ramban says, that means you're understanding in your Yitzchak. The loch is enkli nittle mu'ut to hefsim mu'ut, come along Ramban, and the numerous Gemara is against him, even hefsim mu'ut, there's no heter according to your Yitzchak. But what Aleph comes along Balamon says, enkli nittle the sugya of hefsim mu'ut of your mutter. A second thing we see over here from the Balamor is what shall the Gemara the chilbin hefsim mu'ut and hefsim mu'ut? I mean, until now we understood. The chiluk is mevatik li mechonoi. The Balamor says, no, the chiluk is enkli nittel. And he wants the third malach among the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Mechamis over there says, it's coming to tell you the sugo of, you might be odom bol am moinoi, and therefore by hefsim muot yefi machmur, shemi yehovi cleave derech surabim, masha enke, by hefsim muot bol maisa vi mekel. That means we have a chiluk in Gemara between hefsim muot and hefsim muot, the three malach among the sugo Rishonim, what the chiluk will be mechalik in. Is it mevatik li? Or inkli nittel, or shemi yavi kli b'shus rabim. Goes on further. Third thing says the Balamor. Says the Maaser, what muks are we discussing in the case of this karni in omni? Says the Chora discussing cases of muks mach masmias, uksar and kis. No one's going to take this bloodletting object and use it to cover the kli over here. And therefore, since it did not have tzarech gufon, melo, it is also cannot be used tzarech mekaymon. And therefore, it has no use on Shabbos. Which by now everyone should know. When we know the sugya klishim lak l'issa, there's no shdamshus of heter, what we call sug bet. Came along to discuss what's the locha is it nechle get a muksamach maskuva, he cannot move at all, or the mutzatar kufa mekaymoi. Elm saw then the tila David, they saw Taisha the Rajva daflam avok, the Taisha seems to be mekel over here. Who is the machmirim by sug bet? They point out this balamor. Come along to tila David and said, this balamor is saying it's said in karni umni, karni umni be'etim is a kli. So why you cannot move a tzarek gufa mekoyma? You know why? Because it has no gufa over here. No one's gonna take it and cover another object with it. It's disgusting over here. Has no gufa. Has no gufa. Meilo has no mekoyma. That's betim. Sug bet. If you have no use to go use out of it, klishim lachla is that has no use tzarek gufa. Meilo by default has no tzarek mekoyma. It's not a kli on Shabbos. This is the Balmor everyone's discussing. They get the makarfik for a sug bet of klishim lachla iser. To be machmer. Yeah, this is Makar to be machmer. That's what Tila Dov brings down twice. Just to answer back, how do you answer this kash to the Balamor? So either could say, Vesim, or Khanami to Balamor Shita, the Rashi Ben Tosfos argue, because they don't pass like the Balamor. They want to say maybe a job different. They want to tell you there's a chilik over here. That the, by Klisha Malakta Le Isser, that has no use, Vesim has use, but all the kings go use, I don't use it. I don't mind using it. I don't mind using this Klisha Malakta Le Isser that has no use. I just don't really have what to go do with it. Mashenki, the kind of only, even if it could cover a bottle, I wouldn't do that. It's disgusting. In the Gufa Dover itself, there's a chsar built in not to use it. When it's built in the thing itself, that's not a clean Shabbos. No one's going to use a kind of only for anything that has a use. I'm not going to put on top of my papers, it's disgusting. I'm not going to leave the door open with it, it's just not nice. I'm not going to use it for anything. I'm going to leave it put on the side to use it only what? To take out blood from a person's body. Otherwise, no one uses it. So since it's built in the chesaron over here, that etim is not a kli on Shabbos. Not a kli, therefore it's remach b'tzach mekoymoi. Masha enkein also bet, the mice will be mutzach group mekoymoi. Mamshuk the Balamor, and he wants to tell you now that there's a chiluk over here of whether it's heavy packages or not heavy packages. It's coming to tell you that if it's a case that's heavy packages, the mice will be that's ulcer. If it's light packages, the mice will be mutter. Now, what is the case of for light packages. He says, why is it mutter? He says, it's not mevatel kli. Why? You shake it off slowly. It falls down, these light packages on your pillow. So it's a shake it off slowly, the mice it's mutter. Now, until now, we learned that the get a miyad, the shaw, and kol yoyim, mevatel kli machonai. Miyad is flip it over. The shaw is something that you can shake off slowly, and that you didn't have to move up. They point out from the Balamar that even that something that is l'shaw, our definition according to him is mutter. Don't need to have simuva. The only reason according to him need have simuva for is why? As enkli nittel. But him according to him l'shaw, that one of Hashem saying l'shaw, mice is mutter. There's no chumra at all. A fifth thing goes on further and says, what are you doing with these pillows and blankets? He says, I'm shaking it off. In fact, the Balamar boss says, this is the Balamar boss says, the Taita has his Tirutzim. Come along, the Balmor, the Mogavam Ba'os Meis HaMogavam brings down two Tirutzim. Either there's no Bosses on Shabbos, or there is a Bosses on Shabbos, except you plan to remove it on Shabbos, will not have the Chumra Bosses. I mean, either there's no Bosses, or there is, but not in this situation where you plan to remove it on Shabbos. Aloch L'mayis Adri Paskin, so Mishavu brings down only the first Tirutz of the Balmor. He brings down Meis HaMogavam, the Mogavam, the Balmor, that there is no Bosses on Shabbos. Again, we mentioned the Pshat and the Balamor according to Mishnah Berurah is what that Nir will be Mutter and Tilt is Osir. Also, you have a Kasha of the Sugya of Shira Kaisis. Why the Gemara clearly said there is a Bosan Shabbos, says the Chanish, is much in the way of Mishnah Berurah by the case of Shemin, the Kabbalah of Shemin, he says, Meisin Tilt is Osir, Nir Meisin is Mutter. Sounds like he held these studies, is a Bosan, but Tilt is not for Nir. But again, this is the Balamor's Makar, with the first Territ is no Bosan Shabbos. He goes on further, the Balamor, and says, even though you have a heter, you have simuva, but he says, if you can do a heavy packages, the mice is ulcer. The mice is ulcer, because why? It can be there, kol ayoyim. They point out, the Balamor, kol ayoyim, it can be makmer, even by have simuva. That means, again, we have the Mishnah Berurah, the being done among everyone, what time the kol ayoyim can make by have simuva. Mishmur disagreed with him and said, kol shemo oid lahakul, for Shabalamor. The Balamor time is out and clean until you have a heter, have simuva. Automatically, he says, what happened? Shake it off slowly. You can't shake it off at all. Then it cannot be ulcer. They point out, see clearly the Balamor is saying that the halacha of kol yoyim is to be machmer in the case of hefsim rubo. A seventh thing goes on further saying that he kind of is over here that what is the chiddush of the halacha of enkli nittel? That come to be machmer by the case of hefsim muot, but not the case of hefsim rubo. Come tell you a chiddush over here that you might think over here by the hefsim muot. The person could be makel to mashmon, the person cannot be makel by hefsim muot. Come on, the Ramban upon this and says, hefsim muot. All kelim cannot move for no reason on Shabbos. All kli shemalach b'leheter has to have a certain tzarich on Shabbos. And he says, "Varaya, learn the Gemara daf from Gimel. A tzelah that's motzoi, the locha you can save. Otherwise, not motzoi. A gam does it to Ellis. There's no reason you can go move it shlo tzarich." They point out again from this Ramban on the Balamor. We see clearly that he's mimachmer shlo tzarich klal like the Rambam, like the Rashba. The mice is also to go move kli shemalach b'leheter on Shabbos. Aleph. And secondly, we mentioned last time, before the case in Nachum Gimel, it's a case of a bowl and a plate. As nichl the get of shlo the tzarek klal. So again, we have the Amban coming to argue the Balamor on this aspect. And next thing goes on further into the Maisa, even though we have the Rif says we don't pass in like Rav Yitzchok, and he comes and says, no, Rav Huna holds like Rav Yitzchok. So Kosovi says, we the Maisa, at the end of the day, we have numerous sugars that seem to disagree, and we also do not pass like Rav Yitzchok. Those are again 8 steps. He goes on further. Ein Shom's Kedai and Maisa to see from all these sages he says over here. Aloch L'Maisa, to be passing like this sheet over here, so are those the Maisa who are Machmer, Lizer, Ben Yoino, Irem, Azurah, Chris Mordechai, Ravon? They want Paskin like a Bishop, Inkli, Nittel, Eladova, Nittel. The Maisa, and the Gemara does sound away, Tigma of a bubble, Mordechai from Gimel Beis, Maisa, the Rambam, and the Rif, and the Rosh, the Big Three, the Maisa, they hold the Kula, which is not Paskin, the Bishop. They come out, Roy Rishonim go this way, 1890 different Rishonim went this way, and the place can come out clear that way, the real Maisa, we did not hold the Shita. And the Mishmur, as you see by now, numerous times is being down, the Taz is being down, we do not pass on the Yitzchok, that a person can take a Kli for something that's not Dovah Nittol. Hagam, the Izzipim, going and brings down the Rajbo, but Machba Tavla Baracha, the Rajbo now Sugid up in Gilmore Bays, Maisa, the Ilmaz, not seem to bring down the Salokla Maisa. They just point out that if you understand the story of the Machlaikis, of Rabbi Yitzchok versus others is the machlokes and muksa, the machlokes of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. If salachura on Yontif, a person should be machmor for the sheet over here. Therefore, there is a few who wants a taino, and that can give him a bay. But Yom Tov, a person would have to be machmer. Just the kasha they point out is halacha ma'aseh, we do not seem to go this way. Number one, because the case where the Rashba is causing a beis shnel be Yom Tov, of they said we ma'aseh can cover. We do not pass in this halacha. You can cover it. That's the machaber top kuf you give on discussing a beis shnel be Yom Tov. He says you let it clean, cover the egg. Case okay, Yom Tov. And the Tazda, the case of covering the ner by Tashmish, he says you let it cover the ner, bein b'Shabbos, bein b'Yontif. They're very clear that even b'Yontif, we hold the cool over here. So coming out of the Pashas, we do not pass them like this, so you. However, the two times that they do bring it down, at least one time they bring down Lachl Meisah to be Choshish. One is when they have a case over here, inkli nitl el adala nitl. It's got something that's not a kli. Example, a person, you want to take out his chometz on Yontif out of his house, he covers it with a kli. Correct the Mogav Ram, why don't you take wood and burn the chometz? Take the wood and burn the chometz. So come along the Mogav Ram, he wants to tell him that we do not pass the Yitzchak, we can't take kelim, but not davar nitl. But take something that's not a kli, take eitzim, to go burn something that's not a kli, that a person has no right to take something that's not a kli, but etzem as a kain, a gedder of not being a kli, kain moksa, at least in Shabbat, it's only moksa not a kli. And you cannot take the wood and go take it and burn the chometz on Pesach. Why? Because you're taking something that's not a kli, but something that's not davar nitl. Why is this again? Femilas, yeah, what is Amilas Akko? Not better Mokshok, it's not a kli either. The other way to discuss also, if I care, let's say a person wants to take something that is a kli, but something that's not a kli. Example, a person, he wants to take a kli, Shmat Dater, for a case that's a mace. Mace also is not a kli. So the Lokhazi is not particular tinnik, but can take a kli Shmat Dater, but something that's not a kli, a mace is not a kli. So again, the Kamlung, the Ravio, and the Ravi, the Mivir, they want to know the reason why people are more makbar by mace, Dafka, Kikur, and Tinnik, and don't take it all kli Shmat Dater, you know what? Because mace, this is a mace over here. And the only time we do not pass the Mitzvah fully is a kli for a kli. But for a kli, for something that's not a kli, those want time to be machmer. Maisa, we'll learn Bezer Shem now. We'll learn again Shemin Aleph. We'll see the Mishnah would not pass this way. They say so. Others, that commotion, they seem to say clearly that even if the case is not a kli, a person Maisa can take something that can't take any kli of something that's not a kli. So the Maisa local Maisa would not pass like Yitzchak as Aleph, except one case maybe is a case of taking something that's not a kli, wood for the case of chometz. That's the only time we see a lachl ma'aser passing like a Yitzchok. Sugya, a bit of kli machonik. Go back to over there. We have a sugya over there very clearly that we paskin that miyad ma'aser bit of kli machonik is mutter. If it's l'shaw, have some rubo. If something is called yoyim akoshim oyed lahakol. Now, in this case, the issue is to put a kli underneath to capture something. That means either capture shemen, capture beitzim. Now go do that. Let's say a person took a bowl to capture the shemen. But the shemen didn't drip inside. Put a ball to capture the bait. The egg was not laid yet. Should a person have a chiv to take away the ball on the plate? Is it issa putting it there? Or is it issa to have the tnai that Echlami came a votel? Whether it's that boinum, it's that tlaiser, is that the tnai in the malacha? For example, person puts food on the fire to get cooked on Shabbos. A body you take it off before the fire cooks it. A gam, you might even issa when you put it there, but tnai, the malacha happened. The locha did not happen, avadi take it off. But you say, no, just like when a person, when they plan something on Shabbos, it might take root on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but the ikapula is putting it there. That's it. It's over here. That's true, but when were you even the baby already? It didn't happen yet. The question is, when you put it there, you were even the Isser? Chazal saying, don't put a plate underneath the capture of the shemen. Is that this, sir? And there, I do this, I'm stuck. So now let me leave it there. No, nothing. No. I'm just saying, he's saying over there, it's not muksa, because that's one of la mulsi. No, Chazal said, don't put it there. When you put it there, you're even this already? So Shlomo Zalman, he's Mesupik over there. In Chelik Beis, he wants to tie in the Echanami, he should take it away. And in the Shmir Shabbos, he says, brings others, he wants to screen, he wants to say, once you did b'shegi, you can leave it there. We do it from the Zalmans, and Shmir Shabbos, he ends up saying b'shegi, you leave it there. Now come along, he points out himself, once he did already, leave it, don't take it away. When you put a bold cap to the Shemin, the Shemin's not good, leave it there. Major says take away, Shegi says just leave it there. Now he himself points out, the Khuri is going against the Numus Akhoinim, there's a Tzlach, there's a Pnei Shur, there's a B'shaya Pik, there's a Prim Godim, some Sofer, they come along, not Pnei Shur, but other Akhoinim, they come along, they taino, the Khuri, there's the person does have to take it away. One that comes inside Tzvoro, one that comes inside the Sugyo, one comes along with Shemin and says, let's analyze it. The Ism inside Boino Soysa, let's say the case is Boino, he says. Person takes a brick, and he puts cement and puts it on the wall to connect it. But not get glued to the ground yet. Do you have the chiyuv to take the brick off? Avadia. You didn't do the melacha b'ayna yet. If you take a brick, put cement, I'll put it on the wall. Connect to the wall. And they're not cement on yet. Glue ya, you can't get glued on yet. Do you have the chiyuv on Shabbos to take it off?
Harden,
yeah, get glued on yet. Didn't harden the cement yet. Do you have a chiyuv to take the brick off? Vadiya, right? The block is boini, they do an act of binyan. The Rishonim again understand, the whole idea is boino, so make sure the binyan doesn't happen, that's Allah. Why they want to come from Rashi the Sugyo, they point out Rashi says, it's mutter, we do it Erev Shabbos l'nichosham, to leave it there. B'dieved. Come on, Taisus, he wants to say, Labdako, what's going on in Rashi? Come on, Numus Achoydim, Kirim Agodim, Shayipik. So what kind of, why l'nichosham? He's saying on Erev Shabbos l'nichosham. When we do it in Rashi and Shabbos, take it away. Take it away. The other point out is a Meiri that's discussing when you already have, let's say, four Shabbos, you have the Shemin that drips inside, and you have a candelabra underneath it that's Oymit to Mekabel the Shemin. We discussed last time the head of Oymit Lekach. It's coming with the Meiri wants to taino, you might think you have to take it away, Mashmalon, since it's Oymit to be there, it's always Mechub, and then Mokum, you might think you leave it there. Otherwise, the Meiri is discussing take it away. Before Shemir, you have to take it away. So all these reasons, again, clearly among the Svarim, you have to take away, if you put it there, you put a plate, you plan to have something dripping inside, you have to take it away. Ma'aseh B'Shalom Zalman, in the Meluah and Shemir Shabbos, he asks questions upon himself. He says, the Achrenim are against him, but he still says, B'Makom Shegi, be Mekel. So I see the Shulchan Shloim and the Ari said B'Shalom Zalman was Chayzer. I think, Rami Yafi Machmer. I don't know, I looked at the new print in the Shemir Shabbos, so he left it as is. B'Makom Shegi, you can't be Mekel. Well, but Pashas, I'll be sworn upon the Marmar claim is, Maisa, the issue is, what boina? If not the act of bidding yet, Maisa, you have a chiv to remove it.
Why didn't
you remove away the shulchan? And then there's a matter. And you have a chiv on the table. Right.
Why didn't you remove
away the shulchan? Because their Mogavam is either a miskavi or a heter. I mean, it's that gromo, fact. Only Mitzad gromo, a miskavi was the heter. Not Mitzad the fact, we'll get to that case. No, we'll get to other cases. We'll get to even worse. We'll get to that, back to that case. Fine, that's without removing it. Now, we have this issue of Mavata Kli. What is a case of a Kli? Mavata Kli Machane, what is a Kli? Basically, a case of a Chad Pami, a tissue that used one time. We discussed last time, we have a garbage bag that's Oymel Lekach, making the place come Mekel. What about a different case of a Chad Pami, a tissue used one time? Is it Nichol Lechum Mavata Kli Machane or not? So speak it out. So come along the Achoinim. First they point out from Zalman, Yashim, Avos, and others, the Maisa, they're all Mekel. They're coming from two separate sugyas. That means those who are Mekel are garbage bags. That's Oyim Lekach. So Nichah Pami is also Oyim Lekach. Therefore, the Mesvarim, from Zalman, Yashim, say Nichol Negedah, Avos, or Oyim Lekach. Now, for those who are Machman garbage bags, the Chura, why is it different in the case of a tissue? So the Maisa, they come along with the second sorrow. Why there's something that's a noshal kila, one time use, really a noshal kila, chapami, a tissue one time use, therefore they're mekel. That means there are two reasons why it's mekel on tissue, and I'll explain to you where they're getting it from. Again, there's one mitzat oyim lekach, that's to get a garbage bag, this is certainly. Another thing is that it's a one time use, which a garbage bag is not really one time use. You open it, you keep using it for a couple of hours or days until you finish using it. Not like a tissue, it's one time you throw it in the garbage. According to McCoy, they gave this idea that a noshal kila is different. Let's analyze the posher question. Could a person take a bag on Shabbos and rip it open and get the chips out from inside? Store the bag. That's what the chmirim do on Shabbos. It's how the sugya of Korea, that's of Shabbos, the mice and mutter. So you're destroying a bag. What happens to Vata Kli Mechonai? Here's another question. Everyone knows by Bain on Shabbos, Ain Bin Mesir Bekalim, and we pass him out a case in Mustaki. You should go to Mustaki and smash it. But to go take a kli and put some shemen on top of it. Oh my gosh, we just did boy and tzais over here. So you can destroy a kli, but yet the halacha is you can't do something that's near combining of a tzaiser. But this gets a little better. You might tell me tapkin the mustaki. Who is the one who holds ein bina mesir mekalim? That's Rashi Shito. Rashi was allowed to destroy a kli and make a kli on Shabbos. Who is the one that boy and tzaiser? Rashi. So Rashi goes, go over to Kli and smash it. A good Kli destroyed on Shabbos. But take Kli and have some Shemen drop inside. That's fine. That's Seisr. So even on the table, Lavdaka on the Karko. So not taking with Dafka on the Karko. We case the Shemen on the table. Right? That's case Shemen on the table. So in certain cases, because I play maybe if Mami's thing on the Karko. In the case of the Mishnah, Shemen on the table, that's the Pashas. You see the Pashas Kossi moving away in the table. It was going on the table. So that's the Azru Esis Kasha over here. Azru Esis Kasha. Azru wants to answer in Chanami the whole. There is an Isra Abonon, whether by a Kli Gomer or by the case of any case of a Kli. There's an Isra of taking Kli and destroying it, smashing it. As right is why? In the case of Mavad Kli Machonai. The only reason why it's Mocha is the Tzarek Shabbos. So in Chanami comes along to Azru and says that just like you have a head of Tzarek Shabbos by Binus Dir Bekalim, you have a head of Tzarek Shabbos Mavad Kli Machonai. You would have that, except things that doing it the same with the Shemin for after Shabbos, you won't have a heter. Will be first Shabbos in Mutter. Abnezer went that way also. Sorry? Well, so you know, we said then all the places could be the first Shabbos.
Yeah.
This is a Chloe, a good riot, so this is right. No, that's Oimlekach. Oimlekach is Oimlekach. You want? Oh, you're saying another reason? Yeah, could be. You come out. There'll be another reason. Is it's Tzarek Shabbos? Yes, another reason.
Why would
so it could be another reason one answers this question. Again, that's another Ezra answers it. A second way, which will call be Nachmina in this case of garbage bags, they want time to come along from Adam himself, and he wants to answer why is the tissue different? That either it's Oyim Lekach, or there's difference between destroying a kli versus losing its Ishtamshus. So Mishal Mizam destroying a Kli Maisa's Mutter. That Chazal did not put an Isra upon it. Going over to a Muskin destroying it, or Kli destroying it, that Maisa's Mutter. The only Isra is having a Kli and take away his Stamshus. That's the Isra over here. Take away his Stamshus. Therefore, again, Mishal Mizam is make over two reasons on tissues. Or garbage bag has a case of Oim Lekach. Over there, that's the Isra of the Heter. That's the Orch HaShabbos one, or the Shabbos Tizuk. They want to tell the reason why it's motivated by a case of a tissue. Why? Because you have this slate over here, like this, using enough and no shokila over here. What? It has no use. Once you use it, you're finished already. Like, oh, use, wipe it, you take a tissue, you wipe yourself. It's not being used, then you're finished. It's not like it's a stamp, it's destroying it's a stamp.
Why
is it
for
well,
why should
he just says Chazal only acid stopping its use. It still is a Kli to stop its use. But to destroy the Kli, to make it not be a Kli, it's gone. It's Shivei Kalim. That we never see Chazal acid. Taking an example, they discuss, let's say you have something that's not a Kli. You have something over here that is literally get of, let's say, a piece of wood over here. Could a person take a piece of wood that's someone has no use to it? Okay, so a mustaki, and is there an Indian, an Issa over here of being Mavati Kli Mechonai? It's docked by a case of a Kli. It's coming with the people going to want to get involved, it depends if it's Baino or the case of Seisr, which Malchi going with the Baino Seisr. Coming with Shibuni, what Meister says, does not make a difference. Chazal asked that something that's not a Kli, Mavati Kli Mechonai, it's Loi Plug. Being down the people going to Muslim and Shinu Gimel, said the Meister has Loi Plug, the Meister could be Machmer. So therefore, let's go back to the case of a tissue first. We wrote to the Chodesh Shani, he says, you asked garbage bags. How in the world do you use a tissue on Shabbos? So first he wrote back to us, I said it's not a Kli. So back to not Kli, Mishmur says, who cares? So he wrote back to us, you know what? Because Shimush Shakili, he's destroying it, using it up. Could mean that's he meant with not a Kli, has no use over here. But actually, Maisa is saying that he said over the chiluk, a garbage bag is a tzad to be machmer, because it is around. Except you take away the stamptures. Or mitzad a sugar, you're connecting the ground, by the take away the stamptures, or connecting to the ground. He wants to be machmer. Again, we place him on Michael, or the minik see Michael. Maisa thinks that a chad pami, a one-time use, Echnami Delchor, everybody uses motor. Everyone holds motor. A body can't use a tissue on Shabbos. Another case you mentioned last time is how in the world do we ever eat on a table with plates? Let's say it's dishes. We're not getting involved with how many plates. We start clearing that nichol to get it set over here. The idea of using a tissue is a one-time use. A plate you use the whole entire meal. So I don't think it has a set over here. Let's say a dishes on the table. Yes, I'm not sure. So a tissue is to wipe yourself. I'm not sure. Blowing your nose might be a little bit different. I mean, yeah, we pashas, most of us have had to. Some of them has both a term. He's asking in the Chodesh Shani's world, it's a good shayla. Puts down his plate over here and he wants to go eat the pistachio nuts. He opens the shells, puts down his plate, and eats the nuts. Now, pistachio nuts, as far as I know, no animals eat the shells. No one eats the shells, so no matter what behemoths you have around over here, might still be a case of smokes over here. Can you put it in your plate? Is that Mavata Klima Chonai? And that's really, to take away your plate, you have two questions. Number one, is it Mavata Klima Chonai? And number two, how in the world do you pick up your plate and put it in the garbage where it's not a case of a graph? If it's a graph, you have a heter. If it's not a case of a graph, it's called a bus on Shabbos that can only do near and not total. How in the world do you even pick it up and put it somewhere else? Two different questions over here. That means, for example, let's say you're by Shalom Zohar, one guy finishes his plate and he walks, leaves, and then the other person takes that plate and put it in the garbage. It's not a graph, that's disgusting. He just wants a place over here, wants the makom over here. Can he pick it up and put it in the garbage? So, two different sugyas. Now, the gate to the idea of moving the plate, we'll get back to a different time, it's very shver. Feed the Mishnah Berurah Chor. It's also our Chashabas wants to pass against the Mishnah Berurah. We'll put it to the side, we'll get back to a different time. But the gate to the sugyam of Vatakli Machonai, how in the world do you put it inside your plate? Again, let's analyze it. You have the plate, what?
What are you doing? You're taking plate.
You have a plate, you won't put your shells inside. Can you do that? You move out the plate. So, again, Oim Lekach means a garbage bag is made for that. That's it's Yuch Lekach. A plate, you just knock away the whole sugya. Every plate is made to capture Shemin and to cover. A plate's made for everything. No, the idea of Oim Lekach, this is what's made for, nothing else. This is. It's miyuchalakach. I mean, a better lotion, different lotion.
So, how can you have to do it from the garbage? I have other things that are not mokseh from the garbage also.
Awesome. Vatically?
Yeah,
same thing.
No, it's made. I have to throw the garbage from the garbage. I sometimes also.
No, if you have things that's not in the garbage, if you have food ready there.
No, but the empty garbage can, first thing after shkia, change that. I can't throw it in the garbage. It's really, it's other for things that are not
mokseh. It's made there for everything.
So there's also my
plate
made for everything. My plate
made
besides
your thing, then, probably. Your plate was not getting. Your diaper goes one place in the bag. Shells can go on the table, every place. You want to put it on the plate. You bought the garbage bag to put your diaper inside. You bought your plate to have your food. After no one bought plates to put your shells inside. At this point, you put it. That's not what you bought it for. Don't buy the plate. Let's say you're not going
to.
If you have no other. It's true, that's everything you bought for use.
Again,
so you want to knock away the whole sugar then?
No.
A person would buy a garbage bag, just put diapers inside. You would do that. That's what it's made for. You're not made to put shells inside. You're made to put food. I got you put somewhere, put the shells down on top of it. On that side. So the question is, again, so if you want to. Again, we have a locha, if it's miyad, it's mutter, if it's lashaw, if only have some rubo. So you put the shells on top of your plate. Can you shake it off miyad? Come on, the Yashim says you can shake it off miyad. No problem. They point out, when you bring down the Yashim, it really depends. If you cannot shake it on the table, because your mother, your wife's looking, so therefore you got a big problem here. Before you have no head to miyad, you're left with the case of l'sha'ah. You're left with the case of l'sha'ah. You only have the head to have some removal. Of course, not have some removal. What's the head to put it down on top of your plate over here?
Or the whole plate.
What?
It's so room to put other food on the plate.
So what? I can't move it.
Still use it. It's in front of me and I
can
put
cocoa
on my plate.
Can you metal to it? Is it associated with the total? Which we want either one. Is it the total or the damages? You associated with the total? But either point out, what's the chilik of miyad versus the sha'ah? Why in the world does the sha'ah mean you shake it off slowly, nichol together, it's ulcer, and miyad and maestro, which turn over is mut to miyad, come on the graz. It says you say this because when you're doing it, that you're putting there to receive the things over there. It's nichol lechum of l'sha'ah. It's not nicking. Flip it over. That's nichol together miyad. Divas and Megillah safe, and you put your plate over there. It's very clear where you put your shells inside. You was nikkud, you want to be inside this plate. You can't put it on the table. You won't put your bones and your shells on the plate over here. It says the Shmuz Yitzchok and Megillah safe for the Chor. When you had your plate over here with the shells inside, you have a baya over here. Therefore, Aloch Lamaisa, the Ben Ishchai says, put your shells inside your plate. It's also kindness. And there are those apostles where the Shemir Shabbos, the new prince, brings down a couple times this way. Or Strobach, Megillah Sefer, Mishai Dabulitsky. Or Berkowitz says, Maisa, you cannot do this. He says, Maisa, put your shells in your plate. Vatakli Lashaw. Lashaw only ever had to have some ruble. So it's the Bayan, the situation. What's it say to you, Megal? Come on, Dorach Shabbos. And he wants a Taino. That's not Nichol Geder of Lashaw, it's Nichol Geder Miyad. Well, I can pick it up Miyad and put it into the garbage. I don't understand why it's nichol geder miyad. Again, just like we know by the case of kind of the only falls on top of the pillows, shake it off slowly, it's not nichol geder miyad. B'chur, it's not nichol geder miyad aleph. It's sekel, it's nichol geder, it's nichol you're putting in to receive the bones over here, the shells over here. So somehow he calls that nichol geder miyad. I do not know any avona how in the world is nichol geder miyad. You can flip it over? Okay, so again, you have these kind of only on the pillow, you're shaking them slowly. That's Nichol Geder L'Shaw. But I have to know the Makar we're getting it from. What's the Geder L'Shaw? L'Shaw is not an hour. L'Shaw means you cannot do right away. That Prechem... What? Sorry? You tried that in my house? You can't, you can't. So you can't. You can't. You can't. No, no, but he told you that you can. Again, we know already the Geder over here. You mentioned last Chabur. The Geder is you can, you don't have to. You can't. Just like you can't do the shemen, why? Because I don't want to lose the shemen. I don't want to discern. What's the Geder L'Shaw? I can't. No, I can't. You know what? By the Kani Umni, I can. By the Kani Umni, I can, except I'll break. Right? Kani Umni, I can, but I'll break. He also, I can, except my mother will be upset at me. That's not a can. Fine, whatever reason, and you said over there, point out, again, according to Graz, you said it's nicker. Everyone knows, it's very nicker putting it over here for that reason. It's very clearly defined, I want the bolt to hold it. Not the case where I don't really care if it's holding it or not. It's not graph right now. How can you graph and leave 20 minutes from now? You're about to leave right now. I'm about to leave right now. Void the officer for Shabbat, the second Bayah. I don't know how in the world again. He passed the law, take it to the garbage. Anyway, till tomorrow. What? Right now, when you're eating, it's not eating much. Right now, you have no have to be on top of it. Right now, it's not a graph. How will the Shash Achila know? Now, so what is the eighth, obviously? Everyone's wondering how in the world you put your shells in your plate. So, basically, blade, so, send the Mishnah Berurah. Have a fork inside. Have heter inside. We have heter inside, you have it's a bosses isr leheter. Leheter is more choshev, and therefore, not nichol geder, mavatikli machonim. Fork of Mishnah Berurah. On the plate, leave a fork inside. That's the eighth of the swarm say. The machirimah say the eighth is only to leave heter inside. If so, now the question is, building upon that, and leaving your shells inside your plate. Is the Chorah Nechon Vatki Machonai? Come, those one time again, maybe Nechon Derech Achilo, or Avi Mekel, Afi Svar Shabbai Ben Ishchai is very clear, he said, Maiseh is also. Now the question is, they come and bring out, let's say, watermelon to the table. You want to pick up your fork and take a piece of watermelon. When you pick up your fork, you just ask her, Vatki Machonai, your plate over here, with your shells inside. Because Maiseh, the whole reason why you make over here, because you have the fork inside, and now it's a bus list letter. When you pick it up, it's only about to answer. Did you just ask her? So really the question is there a gram bit of klima chone over here? So first of all, every bit of klima chone is really a gramo. What are you doing? Putting the plate there, and 20 minutes later, the shem is going to drip inside. The egg is going to lay an hour later. So every bit of klima chone is a gramo. But there's a difference over there. There you're eating with the kli. Here, you're not eating with the kli. The kli is there already. You have the food inside. You want to take the fork off. Can you take the fork off or not? So first, there are different cases in Grama, numerous cases. There's one case that we have from Erev Shabbos. Really, there are two groups, the group of Erev Shabbos and the group on Shabbos. The group of Erev Shabbos, you have already the Mokavron bringing down Maril, Meshavu bringing down Loch Lamaiso, Gois Oshri. That person wants to put a plate underneath the table, Erev Shabbos. Come along on Shabbos, they'll move the table on Shabbos, and then the Shem will drip inside the plate underneath the table. Some of the achoinim, mice they are makel either mitzad a sugar in miskaven, mitzad a sugar of grumel, and therefore it's mutter. Now that case is the case of, again, on Erev Shabbos, so you want to move the table. A second case in Erev Shabbos speaks out the Meiri. Let's say it says in the Gemara, that Kufman Bey is Elam Sor. You have a kli that has tumma and tahara inside. The Gemara discusses, why don't you just take out the tahara and leave the tumma inside the kli? Leave the tumma inside the kli. Back to Meiri, I the mice over here, you have a baya of nani, you have a vatakli mechonai. Says Meiri, what's the problem over here? Mice is not a vatakli, it's only a grommel. Only grommel, that's when mice it's mutter. That's how the swam seemed to go, but etzim it's a grommel. But he took the tahara out and left the tumma inside. Those are both cases on Erev Shabbos. The first, those one the fact number one on the Meiri's case. There's a big difference between the Ma'aril and the Meiri. What's the difference? We know the sugya of grommel, something that causes to happen eventually. Something happens miyad, right away. That means, for example, you put on the light switch. It causes the switch to go through and hit the light. The light goes on. Is that a grommel or bitka de mayo? It's called mayse bidayim, bitka de mayo. That means you have something that's blocking a water going through a hole, and you take away the dam, and the water comes down, then nichol mayse to be a dayim. Therefore, the Gemara says in Edrin, you put a person underneath this hole, take away the cover, the water goes down, you're a tayach. Mamash you're a tayach. Why is mayse be a dayim? Let's say the water is away, and it comes later on, that's nichol together of grommel. That means, what's the case of the Ma'aril? The Ma'aril's case, when you take it away, the shemen will eventually fall inside. The Meiri's case is what is bitka de mayi. You take away the taro, the tumma makes it clean bottle right away. So there's a chil between the Meiri's case, the Ma'aril's case. One's bitka de mayi, one's against the grommel. They're both Erev Shabbos. Again, the Ma'aril's case is you can make either of grommel or in miskaven. That's the case that happens later on. No, it might be. It's a pudding there also. Then, you know, it's going to end up being that way.
Yeah.
I hear. Majing and the Miri discussing again a case where we took it away. That tumma happens miad. Now again, the pesukim might say mekel. They want to have a shami one time. The only reason why the Miri is mekel, because I'm not coming to leave the tumma behind. It comes to be oisik with the taro. In miskaven, the hetu is out in miskaven. It's a portion of kamino. Person has his talis and tefillin in his bag Erev Shabbos, and he left it inside, and he now wants to take out his talis and leave his tefillin behind. So he just mevatel his big bag with his tefillin inside on the tzad that his tefillin is muksa makos tzoink is. Let's assume that way. Okay, go do that. What? So then it bustles the letter. Yeah. But if you don't do that, do you have this question over here?
Can you put something in there?
Yeah. Mice they point out Chayim and not Yosef, the Swam also might say smutter. Smutter. Either why, because again the case was a talus still there before Shabbos. Neither according to this mamash case it's smutter, even though those were not fakim, but the Maya is easy to deal with the heter, take out the talus, the mice is smutter. So why do I take out the talus? So again, the case is something that you cause Erev Shabbos, the place can make on the case that's a grandma, but the Maya, the shall have apply it. Questions by Karen. Now the mice, you put the plate there on Shabbos, you realize, what is the case of the Ma'aril, the Sportam, Magoi Sashri? The oldest cousin put the plate underneath the table, Erev Shabbos. I want to say very simple, they put the plate underneath the table on Shabbos. And then it came Shabbos, they moved the table later on. Why did the plate have to be there before Shabbos? So says the Graz, or Chashuch is mitzvah this way. You know why? Because if you're Isik with it on Shabbos, you're going with Vatakli Mechonin, the mice, it's also. You cannot do that a case on Shabbos. The whole case of Ma'aril, and everyone discussing when Erev Shabbos did it, there's no problem with Mavatkin Erev Shabbos. So when he dealt with the Kli itself, Erev Shabbos, no problem. A Dovet study is no problem. A Dovet study did on Shabbos, taking away something, to say you took away the table, you took away the tire over here. But if you're eating with the Kli on Shabbos, every bit of Kli Miachonai in the case of a Grom of Etzem, you put the Kli there and the Shemen drips an hour later, same idea, you put the Kli there and you move away the table on Shabbos. Then the Mitzvah is also. Therefore, they come along and they want Taino. That if you have your shells on the plate with a fork, and you want to take off the fork, come on all this from one time, the mice and take it off the fork, you're about to clean off only. Because you do that case on Shabbos over here. Come this from the Zam was tiny the chore to be Michael. Come on all this from seem to say the mice is a baya over here. But one time to do that is a grum of biblically that you will eat with the plate, putting over here the mice should be also over here. And Another case you mentioned last time, we started going through, is the case of you having an air conditioner that has the atmosphere goes inside the machine, changes from the atmosphere to the water, leaves a noilus gomer, and the pasha is that once the noilus gomer smokes for the kol hadayis, even on Shabbos, lavdak miyontim. On that assumption that the Tabatina says, that Mishal Mazalman, and Rabbi Yashin, but suddenly all this day, that's the case of the noilus gomer. Well, what happens is that shipping inside your house, can you put your bowl underneath to capture the water on Shabbos? So come along, Bavos and Mr. Krells and all say, Vadi can't. It's Mavata Klima Fonai. If so, the question is, what to go do practically? What to go do when it's dripping inside your house? You want to put a bowl there to macabre the water on Shabbos. What to go do? So, one question, I still want to say, one to Taino. The halacha is that negetu, the idea of mixing things together, very simple. Put water in the bowl, they put it underneath and macabre the water. You have one water mixing with the other water, kama bottle. Therefore, the water that's dripping inside is the case that is mukhs, is not the gomer. Mixing with water that's not another gomer. And now, look, it could be a case of bittul over here. Case of bittul. What? It's mevatel issel achila negate to eating things, not negate to bittul of. I don't know why.
You let it
take an egg, no, and then mix it in. That's just going to feel bad for asking.
Huh?
It's going to be a different question. Why the chaim does not like what you're asking? The chura, when water gets mixed with water, the loch is the siman shin lamin heitziv dalad says the loch is that a person is mixing one with another. And it's the same min I feel by avloy bottle. To make one egg mixed with other eggs, Mor says get mixed all together. All them is also. If so, come on the nishma shabbos or shabbos. Obviously, put water with water underneath it. Water is mimimina. I feel by avloy bottle. The only time that it would be mutter is mimishena minoi. Mimimin and Maisa's ulcer. So the Maisa, I see that being on that fisher, he's making with water and water. Yashu is making with water and water. I couldn't understand for a long time until I see the new princess from your Shabbos. Yes, this question of Chaim. Chaim says, you know why? Because the water of the air conditioner is any minoy of the water that's inside. One's air conditioner water, and one's water. That's not going to get a mim bisha ain't a minoy. A mim bisha ain't a minoy, the lock is the case that's bitter over here. What do you call it? What do you? Okay, I know, but what do you? If we go bush of shame, right? We're not going after time over here. What do you call it? Water dripping from the air conditioner. Why? Again, the locker go bush of shame, but that's just the material. But it's not negated to time. Does that have a different shame? No, there's no different shame. It's the main mazgan. Main mazgan is not. It's not. But the different one says it's mim b'she'en aminoi. So Chiddush, the Maaseh, others from say, the simple understanding is, you want to have this after. So what's your other eight? They want kind of very simple. Put orange juice inside. Put mitz inside. That's mim b'she'en aminoi. I feel better for the bottle. Oh, we'll get that also. But it's fine. First, putting in water inside. That's one eight to go do. Or really put in other things that mim b'she'en aminoi makes it. I ask a question. Let's say gets the wave of the air conditioned water over as more than the water that's inside beforehand. Says in the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Magar Avraham, that even we will not say chleis over there. By us, the Siman Shilam and Heitziv Dalad, Shmuel brings down the Magar Avraham Shita, with Samech on the Shita, the Kuf Lam and Dalad. Even by Roy, we'll say kama bottle. Another thing they discuss is why put liquid inside, just put a salad inside. So one reason they discuss putting a salad inside, put a tuna fish can, put forks, knives, spoons inside. So they do point out that you want to be similar putting a tuna fish can inside. The one time it has to be something that belongs in the bucket. That's a bustle is a letter. Something does not belong inside the bucket, it's just a joke. Not a single bustle over there. You have to make sure the thing you put inside belongs there. Otherwise, it's not belong there. It's not a bustle, it's a letter.
Water, please.
What? Orange just belongs in the cup. Yes. A pail, you might have an issue.
Clean water.
That's what we would do during the week. You would wash the floor with clean water.
I'm using it for my
issue,
not clean water.
No, I don't mind you washing the floor with the much shabbos. What, to put a clean inside?
No,
not Shaklai. Well, Berkowitz said he can't put a tuna fish can. He has to put something that belongs inside the cup. Which is one of the single bus we'll get to, we'll see that's very clear in the single. I mean, that's what they discussed. You put a diamond ring on your life. They say it's a joke. They can't do that. Another case building upon the air conditioner they discussed, when you have sometimes the pipes in the air conditioner going into the gyro, the toilet tank. Certain children see that in certain houses, they do that. To have the water that goes from the air conditioner, instead of dripping inside the house, dripping outside the neighbor's porch. They just want a Ryan, want a pipe that goes inside the toilet tank. They point out, Lechura, do you have a Bayel over here of Bim, Mishenim, Miminoi, and all the water now is Muxa. You can't flush it on Shabbos. So I still want safer, want to tie know that the pipe is as if it's not nicker, and if it went straight from the air conditioner into the water, the loch is the only time we say the loch of a filled by bottle is when it came out into the world. This not come out the world yet, it went from the air conditioner straight inside the water. But maybe in the oven, it's very hard to say to understand, it might have came out to the world.
Boil the water, air conditioning water, so you mean
it. No, he would not say that. It's called May Mezgan.
This is the same thing.
So, they asked this question to Chaim Knievsky. So, look at this Shabbos. First of all, number one, this Shabbos, he said two things. First of all, who's having 500 slop? Shavuot sounds like number times not the way. And number two, look at the Nishma Shabbos, he's cussed, and even called the slop and cussed. Because he did not get to heal in the gate of the Stamshus.
You don't need the water, the extra water to flush
the
toilet, you just need to turn the handle.
But everything now is ulcer. Everything here is ulcer. It's tilt, it's not a heal, it's tiltal. Tiltal mice is ulcer. The slach is machman tiltal, not make long, only make long a heal. Tiltal is still ulcer. According to the slach. I don't think so. Again, this Lemaisa, again, is a big shayla of Issam Chavkandevsky. Again, he used Michael for Lish Dossley. Maybe he's gone, maybe he's slain the meaning. I thought Shani, it was fine, it was Yoruba, but Shani, all this. But Shani says he's stuck in the bathroom, you have a head to cover up ears. Otherwise, that's what you have a buy over here. Because if you have a bottle, the whole thing's muxo, all the water is muxo. All the water is noilat. And then how can you flush you? You can't understand what you're muxo on Shabbos. Oh, yeah, and without flushing. Call it a bottle. Don't you get it? If you use the bathroom, but now the mice are how in the world you'll flush. I mean, it's still flushing. That's the problem here. Well, just go through just some cases and look quickly. First of all, by Vakti Machonai, by Kli Shemlachti L'Isser, and you want to have on top of it Muksamach Maskufai, is that Nichlan again of Vakti Kli Machonai or not? Very simple case. Again, you have a case of a Kli Shemlachti L'Isser, you want to capture Shemin or Beit, what's Allah in that case? So, first we saw the Pirim Godim, or also maybe saw the Pirim Godim, because it depends upon the single of Bain and Saiser. The mice in the Mishmurim example, based on the case of Gimel to be Allah, to be Machmer. So if you're asking it, so you can me, that's what Vata Klima Chonai. Let's say if I care, you have a Kli Heter. What? Love that, no. That does, I don't think it depends upon the growth. Let's say if I care, you have a Kli Heter, you want to put upon a Kli Shemlach to the Isser, what's the Loch in that case? He only, it still is Mutta Sarkuf Mekoma, is that nothing together of Vata Klima Chonai? So that's the Sugya of Karni to Omni, the Rishonim just this question, what is a Karni to Omni? Is it Muksamach Maskufoi? Is it Machmach Sankis? Is it Muksamach Masmias? Is it Kli Shemlach L'Isser? Speaks out the Ramban, he said, Vada could not be Kli Shemlach L'Isser. Because if it was, Enichnami would not be Vada Kli Machonai. Come along the Talmud Ramban, another Rishon says, what are you talking about? In the circle of life, it will be a case of Vada Kli Machonai, because you could only move it, Sarkuf Mekamei, not Macham L'Itzel. Therefore, there's Machol Yishonim, if you put on a Kli Heter, Kli Shemlach L'Isser, is Mevada Kli Machonai not. Most of them seem to be Mekal, like Amasin Chodshani wants to be Machmer. Just one last case. Let's say a person is not sure it's mivatically, but make it a better way. Let's say air conditioner, the water is dripping inside your house. You want to put a bucket there. Now, to put a bucket there, if it's mokum hefsim, you have a heter. If it's l'shaw, if it's a kolayim, you won't have heter. You're not sure if the bucket will be filled up all the way, you have a heter graft to move it, or will only fill up halfway, you won't have a heter to move it. So you have a question now, is this, you have a heter hefsim rubo? A person put a bucket there that might have a heter of moving it on Shabbos. Again, if it's a hefsim movie, you have a heter. If it's called Yom, you won't have a heter according to Mishnah Berurah. So, that's something that before Shirat discussed this case, he discussed what's the difference between Koifin in front of a Sala or a Freichim, between the case of Amasamayim. One time, by the case of Freichim, can certainly throw it off. So, Amasamayim, he says, Dilma loy tala, maybe they won't get off. Dilma mavatik li machonai, you might mavatik li machonai. See clearly from the Rav the fact that you might mavatik li machonai nichol neisser mavatik li machonai. Therefore, the Magarvam or Kashulchan Simon Shnei bring down that something that's still more loytalis than the Magarvam is nichol mavatik li machonai. a kamelon. If so, if you're not sure if you'll have to move this bucket on Shabbos by this air conditioner, it might be kol yom, might be not kol yom. It'll come out l'chuyin lapi machmer. According to Mishavuah, why koshim oil hakol? If you want another heter mitan hefsuva that you might have, why? Because the sender might be a vatkim makolai. The person has to be machmer. Or a small cup, yeah. It is an eitzah to put in a small cup, yes. That could be an eitzah. If you want me, if it's a hefty move, but we wouldn't have that eitzah. My medrashim tomorrow will come on the test of HP Bays, like to finish off Vatki Machonai beside the Sugim of Tzah Bala Chaim. So do a side point Tzah Bala Chaim. And now we're on the Sugim of finishing it off of Mace. Kirk Hotenek.